You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
Certainly is. And this morning in the studio, we have got Dr. Rae Tweedie-Cullen, who is from the Liggins Institute and is doing research into microbiome transfer to see whether it can relieve debilitating gut issues in autistic people. Kia ora, Rae. How are you this morning?
Kia ora, Rachel. Great. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's lovely to have you in here. Let's start with a very basic question. What is the microbiome for people who aren't necessarily familiar with that term?
The microbiome really refers to the community of bacteria and viruses and other organisms that live in our gut. And I guess their main role is sort of breaking down what we eat and drink into sort of molecules that the body can utilise.
And I feel like from my very outsider perspective on this, there's been a lot of research over the last couple of decades into how much this impacts the whole, you know, wellness of your whole body and your mind and lots of spaces. So I'm very interested in how this is interacting with people who have autism. What's the conversation you're looking at here?
Yeah, definitely. As you say, it's a really exciting area, and it's really been, I guess you can say, exploding in terms of not only our understanding, but the number of people researching it, looking into its involvement in different areas. And I guess in terms of the question you're asking about the particular elements that we're interested in, we're looking at autistic individuals. And in New Zealand, there's around, I think, 90,000 autistic individuals, and around 50% of them actually suffer from sort of gut issues, so be it things like constipation, diarrhea, bloating, or discomfort. And those are all symptoms that a lot of us have experienced at some point in our lives. And so you can imagine if that's something that you have on a daily basis, it can really impact your ability to do things and your general well-being. And I guess our question is really whether the gut microbiome is involved with some of those symptoms. And certainly there's been research that's looked at comparing the gut microbiome of autistic individuals compared to neurotypical individuals, and there is a difference. So autistic individuals have what's can be referred to as a dysbiotic gut, so there's sort of an imbalance in the type of bacteria that are present. And we're sort of interested in whether if we modulate or change the types of bacteria that are there, whether that can improve some of those symptoms.
So how do you actually go about doing something like modulating bacteria in the gut? That feels like something you'd need to know kind of exactly how much and how little you're changing things. What's the process for doing that actually look like?
Yeah, I guess ideally in the future it may very well be that we know exactly the ideal ratios of different bacteria that you need in your gut, and bearing in mind, of course, that because they're breaking down what we eat and drink, they're sort of going to be different in most people based on what you eat. You need bacteria that can break down those types of food. But in terms of changing it, I guess a lot of people will be familiar with sort of probiotics, so probiotic capsules that have certain types. Often that's just one or two strains. And I guess a lot of people feel that helps them in terms of their symptoms. Yogurts also are live active cultures. So that's one mechanism, but that's only introducing one type of bacteria, but really there's thousands of bacteria, and there's also viruses that are there, and we don't really have a way to synthetically generate that at this point. So the way we're doing it is we're isolating the bacteria from healthy fit individuals. So we screen them similar to what you do for blood. Make sure that they have no medical conditions. I guess just like blood, there's always the possibility of transmitting illnesses. So we screen them to make sure that we've ruled all of that out. And it's really isolating the bacteria from a stool sample that one of them drops off at the ligands.
It's all very glamorous, isn't it, really, when you get down to the nitty-gritty like that. It's really interesting research, though. What sort of stage of the process are you guys at the moment with your research? Where is it at?
The group, I've only been involved with the group since last year, but the research group, which is the gut bugs team, has actually been doing research in the gut microbiome, for several years. They've already run one clinical trial doing this. And the procedure whereby we isolate the bacteria and put them in a form that you can ingest, so they're capsules. The treatment is 20 capsules over 2 days, and mm-hmm. they're capsules that are kept frozen so they don't have a taste or a smell. And we're currently enrolling people to take part in the trial, so we've got all the protocols set up. You know, we've got clinicians and nurses and lab scientists who are involved with it, and we're wanting people to make contact, and we will go through an eligibility assessment as to whether they're eligible to come onto the study, and then we'd book them in. And
it's all in the heart of it then, really, at the moment, eh?
Yeah.
It's a really interesting part of, I think, like the body that we don't really think about very much. It's something that we haven't maybe heard so much about in the media. I think more and more we're hearing the microbiome be discussed, but it is kind of still feels a little bit foreign. So it's really interesting to hear this research that you're working on at the moment. What's the ultimate goal for supporting individuals with autism and with the particularly the interactions of the situation with their gut?
The ultimate goal really is to, I guess, develop something that could be an effective and safe way to help people who have these gut issues. At the moment, really, a lot of the management is just symptomatic, so it might be some laxatives or some pain relief, but it's not really helping with that bloating or the you know, those day-to-day symptoms. So if the study is successful and it shows that this 2-day treatment results in long-lasting changes in the gut microbiome and, I guess, more importantly, an improvement in those symptoms, then really we'd want it to be... I mean, at the moment it's not available for anything apart from a few types of diarrhea. And so these sorts of studies are really about clinical evidence that it could be used in other conditions, and that's really the goal, is creating more treatments that deal with the root cause of these troubling symptoms for autistic individuals.
Well, thank you so much for speaking with us about this research this morning. It sounds really interesting. We'll put all the links to the research in the podcast after the show, so if people are listening and it sounds like something that they want to investigate a little bit more, they can go check those out. Rye, thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn, thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.